I know you hate lists.
I do.
But when a list is news, then I think we can bring it up.
Okay.
Rolling Stone today came out with a list, and it's a crazy list. It's the I had to bring it up because it's so crazy.
Okay.
The 100 best sitcoms of all time.
Rolling Stone, the music magazine, is going to tell me magazine. What they think. Okay. Okay, fine.
They came up with the 100 best sitcoms.
Can we not go through all 100?
We can go through all 100, but we won't.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to jump around, but it's weird where they put some of these shows where you go, that should be a whole lot higher or that should be a whole lot lower.
Okay, so what are some of the shows that you feel that they miscategorized?
Schitt's Creek at number 100.
What?
Yeah, 100 on the list.
Okay, yeah, that's not right. Aside from the fact that they've won a million awards, it's a really funny show with a really well. It's really well written. It's a great cast. Like, what do they? What 99 shows are better than that?
And that's the thing. Baskets is 95. Baskets beat Creek. I don't believe that.
Why is Baskets even on the list? I mean,
did anybody watch it?
I watched it because I like Louis Anderson. I like him playing a woman. That was funny. You know, I thought Zach Galifianakis was okay. You know, he was good. He played twins. I mean, it was okay. I would put that in the top 100. I would put that maybe down low, but not. Schitt's Creek is way better.
Number 90, Big Bang Theory.
That's a stupid show.
I know, but number 90.
But that's what I'm saying. So Big Bang Theory, which I think is really I never understood that. I know that we worked with people who love that show.
Right.
And we used to talk about it all the time. Not one laugh in it for me. Still, Schitt's Creek, way funnier.
Way funnier. And, yeah. But Big Bang Theory is in syndication to where it's on TV every single night. And it only is number 90.
Right, that's a problem.
Modern Family, 84. See, yeah. That should be higher.
Right. I mean, any show that's in syndication that has more than 5 seasons, people obviously love it. So,
Letterkenny, 83.
Oh, well, you're happy that it's on the list.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother, 82.
Yeah. Another like classic show that people love.
Will and Grace, 81.
Well, you know, here's the thing about Will and Grace. The new version of it was, it was aight. It wasn't great. The original version was really funny for its time, but if you rewatch it, it doesn't really hold up. You know what I mean? It was iconic because
it should be in the top 50, though.
It broke barriers. Yes, it should be in the top 50. I agree with that. Yes. Okay.
All right. Futurama is 74. I thought that was good. Absolutely yeah. Fabulous, a BBC show. I don't know what that is.
AbFab? What? AbFab is probably the most popular show that ever came out of the UK.
Yeah, number 73.
All right, they don't really get it, I guess.
Yeah, Rick and Morty is 71.
What? Stop right there. This list is bullshit.
That's what I said. It's 71 on the list.
No, Rick and Morty's in the top 20.
Let's see, Get Smart, Don't Care. What We Do in the Shadows is 64.
What? That's in the top 10.
Yeah, no, it's 64.
This list was made by boomers. These are people that don't understand comedies, current comedies. What's number one? I Love Lucy. You know what I mean? It's probably like something stupid like that.
Yeah, but number 60 is Good Times.
Iconic. That should have been higher. I mean, that should have been way higher.
That has got to be in the top 30 at least.
For sure.
But not number 60. That's why I say this list drives you crazy. See, but this show was ahead of its time. 51 Police Squad. It only had 6 episodes, but it was way ahead of its time.
I never heard of that one.
That was the airplane guys.
Uh-huh.
Leslie Nielsen was in it. It only had 6 episodes.
Oh, that's probably why I never heard of it. When was it? What years? Was it like in the 80s or something?
Yeah, and the reason why it didn't last, it didn't have a laugh track. You didn't know when to laugh. That was okay. That was the one of the main reasons why it was canceled. All right.
It's funny.
Number 50 should be a hell of a lot higher. News radio.
That for me is one of that. That's my favorite of all time. I would say that's my in my top maybe three. News radio is one of my top three favorite sitcoms of all time. The writing was amazing. Every episode was hilarious. The characters
every
were
actor
so unusual.
Was perfect.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that was everybody from that show is now super famous. Stephen Root, Phil Hartman, Joe Rogan, Andy Dick. Yeah. I mean, everyone in that show is working, is still working.
Except Andy Dick. Number 40.
No, he's doing so. Well, you know who he is.
Yeah, you know. Number 48. I don't know how you can put it 48. The Jeffersons.
Another groundbreaking show.
Yeah.
I know.
48. King of the Hill, 41.
What? Stephen Root again. See, they don't get the comedy genius of Mike Judge. They don't get it.
38. Didn't even make the top 30.
No. Yeah.
Friends.
Okay. Yeah. You know, have you watched Friends recently?
Yes. I watched it today.
Yeah. There's a lot of episodes that are just really cringy.
38.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're talking about the most important sitcoms of all, think about it. Every generation gets to watches it and has a feeling about it and uses it as gifs and uses it as references. So
they put Bob's Burgers higher.
No.
Sex in the City, 36.
No.
See, it's what I'm telling you. It drives you crazy. Better Things is higher. The Golden Girls, 32.
Better Things is a really good show.
The UK Office, 30.
Okay.
Let's see. Malcolm in the Middle, we don't care. Louis, no. 27.
Wow.
That was a good show. Atlanta is 25. Never watched it.
Is that a sitcom? I don't know if I see that as a sitcom, but okay.
I didn't think it was either, but
yeah.
The U.S. Office is 23.
Right. I could see that.
22, South Park. I don't think another show has made me laugh more than South Park.
And has for many years and is still on the air and still making fresh episodes. I would say like Rick and Morty and South Park are the two best examples of why doing LSD and then writing a sitcom really goes well together.
25 years, I have laughed at South Park.
Right.
And they make it 22. And Fleabag is higher. Doesn't make any sense.
Fleabag is a tough sell. It's a tough sell. David Seeley wants to know, where is Reba? And I know Phil is dead, Rob. I know he's dead. He's still iconic. Xenon 936 says Police Squad was awesome. Now I have to see it.
6 episodes. So
okay,
you can binge that before lunch on a certain
day. That's true.
Number 19, Roseanne.
That was also groundbreaking. I love Roseanne. Well, I'm sorry. I love the first couple of seasons of Roseanne. Once they got rich, jumped the shark.
Number 15, Arrested Development.
Good show. Well written.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, 12. So now we're getting into the top 12.
Okay.
11, Dick Van Dyke Show.
Nah, that should be down in like the 30, 40s.
Larry Sanders Show, 10.
That's a good show.
Parks and Rec, number 9.
That's a really good show.
Number 8, Honeymooners.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute. So the guy that hits his wife is in the top 10? Are you kidding me?
He didn't hit his wife. He told her he would. But
well,
it was
whatever.
Jackie
But the guy who threatened to hit his wife?
Right.
The really misogynist.
I've laughed more at South Park. So
there's not one laugh in the Honeymooners. I'm sorry. That shouldn't even be on the list.
Number 7, Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 6, I don't remember laughing at this ever, because the minute the opening credit came on, I would turn the channel as fast as possible. MASH.
That's why I'm saying I think these are white boomers who made this list, because think about who watched MASH and Mary Tyler Moore, you know, and shows like that and thought like, oh, this is so fresh and original. Those are great shows and they should be probably in the top 30, but definitely not the top 10.
All right. Number 5. All in the Family. I can agree with that.
Yes, that I will agree with. Let me guess. is.
So you got 4, 3, 2, and 1. What are they?
Okay. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wait, I just had one in my head and I was going to say that was going to be the one.
I'll give you the number 4. I Love Lucy. So now you have 3.
I hate that show.
I know. That's why I said I'll give it to you.
It's not funny. I get that Lucille Ball was iconic for her time, but that show doesn't hold up. Like, I've watched it recently and I'm just like, this is stupid.
Okay.
This is corny.
3, 2, and 1. Let's see what the Twitch audience. Oh, Reba, Phil, please. Okay. 3, 2, and 1. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay, guys. So who do you think is the, what do you think is the third?
Second.
Best sitcom of all time. The second best sitcom of all time. And the first, what is the best sitcom of all time? Is Family Guy in there?
No.
Where's Family Guy?
Yeah,
is
I
it
don't
even
know.
On the list?
It has to be back here in the 70s or 80s or something. I don't know. I don't
so
know.
So Rob says The Simpsons.
Simpsons number 1.
Okay. Well, okay. I agree with Simpsons should be number 1. Okay. I'm good with that. I'm down with that.
Okay. Now you have 2 more.
All right. So if Simpsons are number 1, wait, I just had in my head who I was going to say and then it I lost it because I was so busy focusing on what everybody else was saying. Give me a break with Nell Carter, David. I don't even think that's in the top 20.
No.
Let's see. Sitcoms. Can you give me a hint? Are they cartoons?
You are the nuttiest, the stupidest, the phoniest fruitcake I ever met.
Are you Sam Malone on the most arrogant, self-centered?
Oh, Cheers.
Cheers is number 2.
Okay.
So what is number 3?
Frasier? Is it Frasier because
no.
Cheers is number 2? Okay, so it's not.
I did it for you. I don't know what you had to tell
me. Oh, Seinfeld. I forgot about Seinfeld.
That's number 3.
I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing.
Well, people still talk about it. They still reference it. It's still a big part of pop culture. But that's what I mean. So when you make a list like that, what's the criteria? Is it still funny in 2021? Is that the criteria?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the criteria that it's a big part of pop culture? Because if that's the case, then I do agree with some of those. Or is the criteria that they're really beloved shows with really good characters and it's really well written? Because if that's what you're looking for, then you've got the wrong list here, my friend.